It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And boy, climate is, you know, what your wardrobe is, and weather is what you're wearing today. And today, you aren't going to need any real heavy clothing. You might be able to get by without your long underwear, though. Why would you take a chance? I mean, you put it on in October, and you know, taking it off in mid-January is just rushing the season, kids. So leave it on. You won't really need it today, but you'll just be a little extra warm. So get out there and enjoy this warm weather. We're going to talk about that in just a second. I had checking my records, I had 3 days this past week where the temperature climbed above 32. I had a maximum temperature in the last week of 36 degrees, which is pretty warm for this time of January, because typically this time in January, in fact, a week from Thursday, the 26th of January, will be the average coldest day of the year. So if you look for low temperatures and you plot it out over the 115 or 20 years that they've been keeping track of temperatures right here in the Grand Rapids area, January 26th turns out to be the coldest day of the year on average. And it's pretty much statewide. So if you live in the cities, or if you live in Duluth, or if you live over there in Moorhead, it's probably the same. It's probably January 26th that's going to average the coldest day of the year. So typically this is a cold spell, and we are not experiencing that at all. And just a note from the master naturalist talking to us earlier from Long Lake Conservation Center, they mentioned that they saw a flying insect. It was between the 8th and the 13th, and I had 34 degrees on the 13th. So if it might have been the 13th that they saw that flying insect. When it gets that warm, insects can get out and start moving around a little bit. They protect themselves by sort of having a little bit of alcohol and sugar in their cells so that they don't freeze and they can get out and be active. Among the other things that I observed this past week, besides the beautiful warm weather, there are a pair of pileated woodpeckers that are living on my property. And I discovered in a conversation with a DNR employee Mike North down in Brainerd told me that in order to have pileateds, you have to have aspens that are older than 50 years, and I have them. So if you have acreage, if you have land and you would like to encourage things like pileated woodpeckers, make sure that you save some of your old aspens. So when you hire the logger to come in and clear out your land, just mark out a half a dozen or 20 of the mature big aspens and let them stay. You know, eventually the wind will take them down and they'll become food for a lot of animals on the ground and homes for a lot of animals in the snags. So nothing wrong with saving a few of the old aspens, especially when you consider that some of them are going to become homes to pileated woodpeckers. These guys are attacking an old dead birch, and this birch is really, really rotten. I think the bark is the only thing holding it up. It's about 20, 25 feet tall, and it's riddled with holes. But even this new snow in the last couple of days, there were fresh chips of this birch tree laying on top of the snow. So they're active and searching out insects all the time. And it's pretty interesting to watch what they can do to a tree in a pretty short order. Pretty powerful woodpecker. I had quite a flock of goldfinches come to my feeder. Now, they haven't been there as a regular rule, but they do come from time to time, and they hit the feeder pretty hard. And on Sunday, I had, I think, there must have been 20, maybe 30 of them. They were difficult to count because there were so many of them, so it was it was kind of fun to see and to see those little guys. You know, Laura Erickson and I had a conversation about them. They're one of the few birds that goes through two molts in a year. So the male and female now look essentially the same. They're kind of a yellowish gray with black wings, a black tail, and that's kind of the amount of it. But coming up beginning in late February, early March, and then going on through March and April, the males will begin to molt. And this will be their first molt of 2023. And then the males will become bright yellow with the black cap and the black wings and tail. And that will persist through the summer. And then as they go into fall, they'll have a second molt where they will replace all those feathers again with the winter plumage that you see them in now. And that's a fairly heavy expense. Building all those new feathers twice a year is fairly expensive in terms of, you know, bird sustenance. So they have to have a pretty good diet in order to do that kind of thing. And they are, you know, one of the few. Most birds don't do that. I was watching the Eagle's Nest this past weekend, and they came by and did some repairs, tore some branches out and put some branches back in there. I don't know, they're changing the feng shui, whether they got a different decorator or what the deal is, but it's not uncommon for them to come in and check out the nest at any time during the year. And it just points out the fact that eagles are becoming much, much more common. And with the number of deer in the area and the number of deer that are getting road killed, there are just that many more opportunities for these birds to eat. And they are doing just fine. They're hanging in there. And not only are they hanging in there, but they're not migrating. As long as there's some water around that they can frequent and maybe catch a fish now and then. I mean, if you're dining on venison, I suppose fish is kind of might be a treat. I don't know. But they're definitely hanging out in the area, which is astonishing. I mean, it's gone on for several years now, for probably the last 20 or 25 years. And it's just sort of remarkable when, you know, 50 years ago or 60 years ago, seeing an eagle was a pretty remarkable thing, just seeing one, and not in the wintertime at all. They were gone. So it's kind of an amazing thing to have them around and having them come and working on their nest this time of year. It's just kind of exciting for me to see. So keep your eyes open. If there's an eagle's nest near you, there's a chance that the owners aren't too far away. And finally this week, I got a note from I don't know, what is he? Maybe it must be about 170-pound doofus. He lives along the Mississippi River in Cohasset. And he told me that the warm weather has opened the river again, and with the opening of the river have come common golden eyes. And I suspect that they're up and down the river wherever there's open water, and probably hanging out through the winter just enjoying themselves. It's a perfectly lovely spot to be. So thank you, Scott Hall, for that note. And that's our phenology show for this week. So stay tuned. We'll be back next week. Stuff.